All right, art. BBC was helping us take that look into the future of art, the art of the future. And one of the things that we were mentioning the last time we talked about this is the notion that we'll be seeing art by more people of color. Now, that doesn't mean, and this is a good thing, it does not mean that we will not be seeing art by members of the white community. Fortunately, we will still be seeing art from members of the white community. We've got to have it. Got to have art by, well, I say we got to have it. My preference is that we have art by every ethnic community. So they're saying we'll see more of it. And we're beginning to see some signs, some shifts right now, even as we see African, African-American, Afro-European, and Afro-Latin art actually trending on a global scale. And it was marked by an opening to African diaspora artists who were working with discourses beyond the black body and colonialism. Black abstraction, black curating, black performance are all center stage. And we're seeing more and more opportunities for people of color to actually have their works shown to the world. Well, one of the things that they were also mentioning is that we will also see cause-related art becoming more and more a part of the picture. Now, I didn't mean that as a pun. It just came out that way. But activism, for example, we're going to see more activism depicted in art. Art depicting activism. Activism art campaigns indicative of shifting trends toward accountability. Also revealing of entrenched power dynamics and dirty money in the art world. How many of you have seen movies that depicted some of that? You know, some of the dirty money that is in the art world. Decolonize this place. That's an amorphous group of artists and activists describing themselves as an action-oriented movement centering around indigenous struggle, black liberation, free Palestine, global wage workers, and degentrification. And believe me when I say degentrification is something that is happening in much of the Western world, not just America, although it is huge in America as well. Indigenous struggle is happening all over the world. The move to free Palestine. All of these are currently undertaking protests inside New York's Whitney Museum of Art against Vice Chairman Warren B. Kanders, who owns a company that manufactures tear gas that's used against oppressed people around the world. The art activists of the Decolonize This Place movement, like Black Matters, Black Lives Matters movement, the Me Too movement, Decolonize This Place movement. The art activists, artist activists of that movement are not the first in history to be disruptive, usually to the dismay of institutions. During World War I, ladies and gentlemen, we're going way back, right? During World War I, a group of artists who called themselves the Dada started to stage disruptive experimental interventions as a protest against the senseless violence of the war. The Dada, capital D-A-D-A, the Dada was considered the most radical avant-garde movement in the early 20th century, followed by the Fluxus artists in the 1960s, who similarly sought to employ shock and senselessness in order to change artistic and social perceptions. The legacy of these performative movements continues in works by artists like Paul McCarthy, and Robert Mapplethorpe. Shock functions as part of the movement's attempt to change society, according to Dorothy Brill in Shock and the Senseless in Data and Fluxus. The endeavor is supposed to be shown as being linked to the artist's rejection of the idea that artistic production must make sense and be meaningful. What are your thoughts about that? Art and artistic production must make sense and it must be meaningful. Let me ask you this. How many of you have looked at artwork that, let's just say, was very, very expensive? Maybe $30,000 for one picture. Maybe $100,000 for one picture. Maybe $1 million for one picture. And you looked at that picture and you studied it the best you could with your untrained eye, the same kind of eye that I have when it comes to artwork, untrained. And you're looking at that and you're asking, okay, so why exactly would someone pay more than $50 for that? Yes, you're thinking more like 50. They're thinking more like 250,000. You're looking at that picture and you're seeing splotches here and splotches there. And even when the artist or someone else who understands the artist is explaining the picture, you're still not getting it. You're still not understanding it. And neither am I. I'm not saying it's not art. I'm simply saying I'm not understanding it either. Well, taking a look at this notion of art not having to have meaning or make sense. I imagine some people would say, well, hey, there's nothing futuristic about that. That's been the case for many years, for many decades. We already have that. But I got to tell you, like I said, I'm untrained and untaught. And so there's much about art that yours truly does not know, much less understand. And I imagine that there are quite a few people in the world of art, and whether they be buyers, sellers, you name it, collectors, who would agree, yeah, you're just untrained, you're untaught. Of course, we know that there's some tricks to that too, because even for those who have been in the field for a while, whether as collectors or whatever, we know that people have been tricked into thinking that something was authentic when it turned out to be a fake, a forgery, a copy. And that's kind of the way it goes. I mean, so anyway, those who believe in art for art's sake might say that art as an unquantifiable force has to remain outside social or ideological norms or risk becoming something else. Again, what they're saying is art for art's sake, it's just art. They say that art as an unquantifiable force has to remain outside sociological norms and ideological norms or risk becoming something other than art. So if there's a cause attached to it, they're saying, and that becomes typical for art to be attached to causes, then it may cease to be art. Some experts, like Sharp, argue that it's a slippery slope when art starts leaning toward activism, because that's just not the point. Though the curator also argues that it's impossible for art to be apolitical. So does that sound like a little bit of inconsistency? art, it's impossible for art to have nothing to do with politics, to have no connection to politics, to be apolitical, but still says it's a slippery slope when art starts leaning toward activism, because that's just not the point. Well, here's my question about that. Why can't that be the point? If it's art, this is my thinking. Again, I'm confessing. I am not an artist. I do not understand art. I don't know the world of art. I've told you all. I've made my confession. I told you, even when it comes to doing art, I am probably one of the world's worst. I have my moments, my bright moments, when things come together for me and what I'm drawing really looks great. But those moments are very rare. They are few and far in between. But just thinking about it, I'm just saying, if someone's going to do art, why can't it have whatever point they want that any given artist wants to attach to their art? We can look at splotches, and that's called art. We don't understand it, but apparently someone does. We can look at paintings of people. What's the point of that? I'm not saying there's not a point. I'm saying someone who painted that portrait had a point to make. And then we have the paintings by Leonardo da Vinci. How about that painting of the upper room? Was there a point to that? How about people who draw pictures of nature? What's the point? I'm not saying there's not a point. I'm simply saying there probably is a point. And in my mind, anyone who wants to do something with art, whether it be a painting, a portrait, a sculpture, whatever it is, should be free to attach whatever meaning to it they want to. They should be allowed to be inspired to do the artwork of their choice for the reason they want to do it. And so if we have people who are saying, well, you know what? We want to combine art with activism. Well, why can't they combine it with activism and it be legitimately art? Back in a